We were at Romans chapter 1 when we ended. That is Romans chapter 1, really from verse 16 to around verse 32, but especially verse 26 or 25 through 28, which at that time I pointed out and still do that it is quite an instructive passage. I started last week by pointing out that in this passage of Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 informs or tells us of God's agent and God's instrument to deal with our sins. That's what verse 16 and 17 is about. Romans chapter 1. Then verse 18 and 18 through 23 tells that God has revealed himself to man. That is, we have no excuse. It's not that God has kept himself secret. He has revealed himself. That's Rome. That's verses 18 through 23. Then verses 24 through 28 tells that when man turned from the light and the truth and the help given by the grace of God, God will reject man and turn against man. And when God rejects man, all sorts of degrading things, abnormalities, and retrobate thinking and conduct inevitably follows when the Almighty God is pushed by our faithlessness and our ungodly thinking and conduct, when he's pushed to turn his back against us. You find that we do all sort of things that are abnormal, degrading, and represent reprobate thinking. In fact, let me just drop by here. In next week's lesson, I will go in more detail about this aspect of what happens to us when we adopt certain lifestyle. It's terrible. It's like the man or the woman who started with one drink of rum. Before long, he realized that that doesn't give him the kick that he wanted. So he started having two drinks. And before long, he realized the two drinks ceased to satisfy. And then he goes on. As I've said, next week, there's some very important point along here that, and these I'm not telling you about that what Brother Mitchell thinks. I'm telling you about all we are as human beings. And this is what the Bible is teaching, that when we abandon, turn our back, or reject, show disbelief, faithlessness, In the guidance and the help that God is sending out to us, in many cases by the preaching and teaching of his word, when we fail to respond to that, God sometimes reached the point that He turned against us, and all thought of abnormal things inevitably follows. The text tells us that homosexuality and lesbianism are among the abnormalities resulting from man's drift from God and God's rejection. I repeat, in Romans chapter 1, from verse, you can pick up from verse 18, don't read yet, brother, right down to 28. It lists, it pinpoint that man in his sexual desire wanting another man, and woman in her sexual desire wanting another woman, it is pointing out that these degrading desires result from rejecting God's truth. Let us hear verse 19 through 28.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God showed it unto them.
You see, God has not kept himself and his will secret. This is important. A lot of time people talk about, well, Brother Mitchell, what about the man who does know? There are a lot of people who are ignorant by choice. They choose to be ignorant. There is the light. God's word is available everywhere. But they don't have the time. They don't spare the time to read it. They do not consider it that important. Read, brother.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
They are without excuse. Read on, brother. What verse are you now?
21.
Read on.
Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as
wait,
God.
Wait, get it. It's not that they didn't know God. Because what the passage is telling, God revealed himself, his will. But when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but
neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened.
Darkened. Wait. When you are exposed to the teaching and preaching of God's word every week, sometimes two times or more per week, that's a blessing.
That's right.
Don't look on it. That would run through your mind that it's Wednesday night and church is being kept. And it runs through your mind, and you say, well, let me go to church Sunday. So you just brush that one side, not realizing that that study that is being participated in by many Christians, it is a blessing from God.
That's right.
Don't ever brush it one side as nothing. In every Bible study, you and I do not know the blessings that God has in that particular study for you. Never treat it lightly. What did they do, brother? They read.
Professing themselves to be wise.
Wait. A lot of time we tell us, me know that already. What they are discussing, me know it already. And me hear that already. Professing themselves to be wise,
they became fools.
They became fools. When we are fools in God's sight, we are fools.
That's right.
Read.
And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man.
Mm-hmm.
And to birds.
Mm-hmm.
And to four-footed beasts.
That means we can so deteriorate, you know, that we turn to idolatry, worshipping idol. Wait. You do not have to bow down to something made by man to be an idol worship.
That's right.
Whenever you put things before God, you become an idol worshiper. Whenever things or a fellow human being takes God's place, then we are idol worshiper. Read on, brother.
And to birds.
Mm-hmm.
And four-footed beasts.
Mm-hmm.
And creeping things.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, God also gave them up.
Wait, you get the point here. It's important. Because what the passage is saying about God's response to our rejection, that can happen to us. They reject God. That is after God's patience over a period of time. And every stretch, God stretch his hands out, reaching out to ungodly, sinful, disobedient men and women. They turn from the help that God wants to give them. So it is telling us that God reach a point where he will also reject us. Read, brother.
Gave them up to uncleanness.
Wait, read that now from the version.
Therefore,
the new God, international version. Uh-huh.
Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires,
mm-hmm,
of their hearts,
uh-huh,
to sexual impurity,
uh-huh,
for the degrading of their bodies,
uh-huh,
with one another.
Uh-huh.
They exchanged the truth about God for a lie.
You see, God's truth is revealed in the gospel. It has been available to humanity for some 2,000 years. And even before the gospel, men have the Old Testament to shine even a little light on some areas of wrong and right. But men reject it. And today, men and women are much more materialistic than, say, 40 years ago. Today, men and women are less interested in things spiritual.
That's right.
Than 30, 40 years ago. Read, brother.
Which version?
The new, the NIV.
Okay. All right, picking up at verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust.
That's the second time, because in verse 25, it says that God gave them over. In verse 26, read verse 26 again, brother.
Because of this.
Mm-hmm. Because of what? Because they change God's truth or reject it. God gave them over to what?
Over to shameful lust.
Shameful desires or lust.
Even their women exchange natural sexual relations for.
You see, we don't have to guess what it's talking about here. There are some foolishness out there where even religious leaders are saying, well, the Bible nowhere speaks explicitly on sexual orientation and all this foolishness. My God, how blind can we get? Read that, brother.
Even their women,
mm-hmm,
exchange natural sexual relations for, mm-hmm, unnatural ones.
Uh-huh.
In the same way, the men also abandon their natural relations with women,
mm-hmm,
and were inflamed with lust for one another.
That is a man inflamed in his sexual desire for another man. That is It is unnatural. It is abnormal. It is degrading.
That's right.
And Amen. The passage here is telling you. Let us hear verse 28 when 27 finish.
Verse 28. Furthermore, just as they did, not thinking it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them up.
You notice, just as they did, they did not want to retain the knowledge of God, meaning the truth that God sent to them. You, as a child of God, may sit down with a friend, a neighbor, co-worker, family member, and explain to them that, no, what you are saying, John, is wrong. Here is God speaking to you through the gospel. And you read it for them, you give them to read, but they shut the Bible and still hold on to their way of life.
That's right.
So verse 28 is saying, just as they did, responding to God with disobedient rejection, dislike for his truth, God does what?
Gave them over.
God gave them over. That's a terrible place. You know, it's bad, and I've seen it, where parents sometimes have to give up on a child. That young boy or girl reach 16, 17, 18, and the father and our mother trying to give him or her proper guidance, and they believe they are as big, they are as mature, they know as much as their parents, and want to have their own way. Sometimes mothers and fathers, and I've seen it, give up on their child. Well, God give up on man. I'm begging Christian, don't ever let that happen to you.
Amen.
Because we do not get worse than when God give up on us.
Amen.
And what the passage here is showing, that homosexual tendency mark is one of the distinguishing marks that God give up on us. Verse 28 finish.
Over to a depraved mind.
Depraved mind.
So that they do what ought not to be done.
That's right. May we go on, brother? We who, Brother Mitchell, men and women, need God's help and God's guidance to help us from slipping into all sorts of moral and spiritual darkness. We need God's help.
That's right.
To help us from that slippage into moral and spiritual darkness, confusion, unhappiness, misery, and uncertainty. We need God's help. Listen. The passage of Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23 and 24. Psalms 119, verse 105. And Proverbs 6, verse 23. Let us hear these passages. That we do need God's help. Without God's help, with all the advance we are making in the different areas of advancement, we can still slip into moral and spiritual darkness, confusion, unhappiness, misery, and uncertainty. Let us hear the passage of Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, 24.
O Lord.
I know.
That the way of man is not in himself.
Saying, Brother Mitchell, that we need God's help.
That's right.
Don't move from that passage. Left on our own, we will travel the wrong road morally and spiritually. Read on, brother.
It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps,
That's a fact. When we are left alone without God's input in our lives, all sort of wrong things going to happen.
That's right.
Read on.
Oh Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger.
Not a wonderful prayer by Jeremiah. Correct me. Because in many cases we do need correction.
That's right.
That's why God's word, correct me. But God, do it graciously, not in thy anger.
That's right.
So we need God said, listen, Psalms 119, verse 105. Let us hear it.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way.
109, okay.
Thy word
mm-hmm.
is a lamp unto my feet.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Wait. This implies that when men and women go through life without God's revealed word, they are walking in darkness.
That's right.
That's why so many men and women cannot understand the wrongness, the sinfulness, and the danger of some things. They are walking in darkness. Read, brother.
I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments.
Thy word is lamp unto my feet. Listen, the wise man, Solomon, in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. Let us hear it.
For the commandment is a lamp.
Everybody hear that? When God commands anything for you and me, it is a lamp. It is giving us the right path to travel, the right things to believe, the right conduct that is in our best, no interest and eternal interest. Read, brother.
And the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
We all hear that. So we need God's help. In Romans chapter 1, where we have been and still are, verse 25, let us hear it again, quick, brother.
For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections.
Stop there. Verse 25 attributes the source and the cause of the moral degradation mentioned in verse 24, verse 26 through 28. The moral degradation that are mentioned in these verses, including homosexual relationship, is attributed to men and women changing or rejecting God's truth. Verse 25 again.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie.
You see, it's not just simply changing. It's when men and women know God's truth, see God's truth, but they do not like it. So they choose their own path in life, not realizing that that carries a lot of consequences, unpleasant consequences. The Almighty God created and designed man and woman, but let me put it this way. God, the creator and designer of the human body. Brother Mitchell, could you start again? Thank you for asking me. The Almighty God is the creator of the human body.
That's right.
The Almighty God is the designer of the human body.
That's right.
God stated at creation how he wants this body to be used.
That's right.
How he wants man and woman to relate to each other.
That's right.
God made his statement at creation. God stated at creation that it was one man for one woman. Are we there?
That's right.
And only male and female for sexual mating and for procreation.
That's right.
At creation, God state this, that it is one man for one woman, and that for sexual mating and for procreation, that is the perpetuation of the human race, it would be carried on by a man and a woman.
That's right.
May I? The Almighty God made man with a body fitted for that purpose.
That's right.
And the Almighty God made woman and designed their body fitted for that purpose.
That's right.
Are we all there? Are we all there? You notice the body of a man was never made to carry a child.
That's right. Amen.
Are we all there?
Amen.
The body of a male was never made to give birth to a child.
Amen.
Are we all there? That's no accident. A woman's body, while man and woman, we are equally human beings. A man and a woman, we are equal human beings. We are equal God's image. A woman is God's image. A man is God's image. And there are so much we have in common. But the Almighty God designed our body for certain purpose as it relates to procreation or the continuation of the human race. Now we are, look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. Let us hear it.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness,
mm-hmm.
and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Uh-huh.
And over the fowl of the air.
Uh-huh.
And over the cattle.
Uh-huh.
And over all the earth.
Uh-huh.
And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
That's right.
So God created man in his own image.
Mm-hmm.
In the image of God created he him.
Mm-hmm.
Male and female created he them.
What? Male and female created
right.
he them. You're
That's
at
right.
around verse 27?
Seven, yes.
Mm-hmm. Male. Everybody hear that? Wait. In these, you know, God is making a statement in the beginning. Read on.
And God blessed them.
And God blessed the male and female.
And God said unto them.
And God is now commanding the male and female.
Be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
And multiply.
And multiply.
And replenish the
and
earth.
And replenish the earth. Wait. This going to involve sexual mating between Adam and Eve as husband and?
Wife.
As husband and?
Wife.
Wife. But wait. The Almighty God already designed their body for that purpose.
That's right.
That there are certain purpose that a man's body was not made for.
Amen.
Have you ever thought if homosexuality is taken to its extreme, if it is allowed, no more children would be born? If the world continues as it seems to be going, where it's the passionate sexual desire is between woman and woman and man, then in fact sooner or later there would be nobody in the world. Because when children stop being born, then you're going to have a problem. And this is what human sinfulness, and when people talking foolishness about sexual preference. It's like if we start eating one another, devouring one another as cannibal, and you're going to talk about that's what I like, then you're talking about abnormality. You're talking about degradation. You know, you're talking about something that is so out of that which is normal. As I've said, it was male and female the Almighty God created and constituted and commanded to replenish the earth. Not male and male or female and female.
That's right.
And people, we have made so much advances, not just in technology, but in biology. Biological science. So you hear a lot about sex change. These days, quite often, be it in reality or on TV, you see a person and you wonder if the person is man or woman. Sometimes you see a person and the person talk and you are shocked because the person dressed like a woman, but the voice is that of a truly. And you see this often. And if you should get to that person and find out more sometime they carried out a sex change. While there might be some, and get this, there might be some hormone imbalance sometime in the fetus or somewhere along there, but those are the exception. Those are the exception. The way the Almighty God fixed it is that hormones determine whether one will be a male or female. And what the scientists tell us, the biologists and the doctors who have made research and know much about this than you and I do, is that somewhere between 2 to 3 months, the cell chromosome indicate whether the embryo will be male or female. That is determined just about when the fetus is about 2 to 3 months. It is along that time that the hormone, the chromosome and whatever determine whether that child will be male or female, and that is determined from then. I want to drop something here that you must keep in mind too. When we talk about the homosexual or the lesbian was born like that, what do you mean born like that? A child does not have sexual desire. An infant, child growing up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, do not have sexual desire. That is something they're going to learn as they grow bigger. So when we talk about the person was born a homosexual or a lesbian, that's just downright ignorance and foolishness. Because I repeat, a child does not have sexual desire. It is as that child grows. In fact, I needed to quote from Dr. Atkinson and Hildebrand, researchers, that lot of that is learned in our environment. But I may drop that along next week. As I've said, it was male and female that God constituted, and commanded to replenish the earth, not male and male or female and female. The order that God set is a perpetual principle. It will never change or be adjusted. Whenever that order, male and female, for sexual mating and procreation, God made male and female, and that will never change. You know when that changed? Unless the Almighty God made an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah, as one brother said.
That's right.
If and when God changed that order, the Almighty God will have to go back to Sodom and Gomorrah and say, when I destroy you all for this type of behavior, I made a mistake.
That's right.
But that will never change. Remember, government, parliamentarian, even preachers, church leaders, do not determine that. That is God's prerogative.
That's right.
The aggressive effort now to change God's creative order from male and female to male and male and female and female is nothing less than getting into contention with God to prove God wrong.
That's right.
Nothing less than getting into contention to prove the Almighty God wrong. Listen, Romans chapter 9. We're trying to wrap up, but give me a few more minutes. Romans 9:20. Read, brother.
Nay, but... O man.
Nay, but O man.
Who art thou?
Who are you?
That replyest against God.
Wait, stop there and hold the passage. Did you all hear that? But we are not through with the passage. No, O man. Who are you to want to argue with God? I'm talking about, don't move from the passage, the fact that God set it for human mating in marriage, it is male and female. For procreation, the continuation of the human race, It is male and female as parents, husband and wife. That will never change. It matters not how the world take a moral retrograde step and just slide down.
Amen.
That will never change.
Amen.
And God is asking us to do a little thinking. Oh man, who are you to want to get into argument to prove God wrong? Read.
Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus?
God, you make me a man. I wanted to be a female. Why you make me like that? Shut up. You don't have any right to talk to God like that.
That's right. That's right.
That's what right. The passage is saying. Before you give God thanks that he made you anyway. And then, not only that, many do not even consult God. They go, God made them. The man may know that he is hormone and his body composition is that of a male, but he doesn't like being a male. He wants to be a woman. He goes to a doctor, and the doctor does what he or she can. And the women do the same. No, that is different from if there is some hormonal malfunction, and the doctor knows that it's an hormonal malfunction and there are medication to help with. That's different than when a person is definitely such and such a gender, but they dislike the way God make them and take steps to change it. God says, who are you to want to argue with God? Are we all here?
That's right.
When God made man, in fact, when God created the world, everything God created was good.
That's right, that's right.
Let us run to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 4.
And God saw the light, that it was good. And good divided the light from the darkness.
God saw the light that it was good, and God
divided the light from the darkness.
Watch and here. That's verse 4. Follow me now.
And God called the light day.
Wait. That was verse 4. Step down to verse 10.
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good.
Now that's the second time we notice the Almighty God made a statement about his creation. It was good. The brother read verse 4 and verse 10. Step down to verse 12.
And the earth brought forth grass and herb, yielding seed after his kind. And the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
The brothers just read verse 12, and here again the third time, God did something and saw that it was good. That was verse 12. Step down to verse 18.
And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good.
That's it. That's it. About the fourth time. Are you following? That God saw his creative work was good. That was what? Verse 18?
Yes.
21.
And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
That's verse 21. That's about the fifth time what God created was good. 25.
And God made the beast of the earth after his kind. And cattle after their kind. And everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
That's about the sixth time God is accept. Don't move. God is emphasizing that his creative work was good. Verse 31.
And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
It not just good. It was very good. And when God created man and woman and placed in them the function that they must perform and how they are to relate to one another, that was also good. In fact, Ecclesiastes 7:29 confirmed this. That is, in creating and constituting man and woman, the way God has with his purpose attached, God has all the wisdom, the right, and the prerogative to make us the way he made us. And God saw that it was good. Let us hear the wise man, brother.
Lo. This only have I found. That God had made man upright.
God made man upright.
But they have sought out many inventions.
You may stop there, sir, brother. You hear that? Man sought out many inventions, and a lot of man's inventions are going to destroy man.
That's right.
Spiritually, morally, and otherwise. We are going to stop here. Homosexuality, lesbianism is an invention of man. God never made man and woman to relate to each other like that. It is abnormal, it is unnatural, it is degrading, it is wrong. It is taking sin to another level. In next week's lesson, let me just drop by. Part of the lesson, even a few minutes, will be spent on when we take morally and spiritually defiant step against God's direction, it leads to all sort of degradation and unhappiness in our lives and in society. That's one. We are going to be looking on how the Almighty God dealt with, indirectly dealt with, watch here, not just homosexuality, but homosexuality, bisexuality. That's right, that happens in the Bible, where there are people in the Bible who, men who want to relate to both women and men. And where one tribe of the Israelite was almost wiped out, eradicated completely, almost, because arising from, partially from this sin. We are going to look on some sin that God tolerates, but that God never tolerate same-sex relationship. Never. Come next week as we continue in this study of taking sin to another level. If you are here today, you can become a child of God. You can give Jesus Christ the chance to rule, guide, not only rule and guide your life, but to give your life meaning and to give your life purpose.